Hello everyone, welcome back. So today I want to share with you a very interesting psak from the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Lamed Vav Sif Gimel. And it's something that's very pertinent to a kiddush that you go to on Shabbos in the summer. And the question is as follows. If let's say you're going to a kiddush after davening on Shabbos, and the kiddush is outdoors, and the question is, are you allowed to eat or drink while standing over the grass? That's the shaila. Is there any halachic problem with eating or drinking while standing over the grass on Shabbos? So we know that one of the lamates malachis on Shabbos is the malacha of zareya, of planting. And as the Gemara tells us, this doesn't only apply if you actually plant seeds into the ground on Shabbos. It applies as well if you do something to the ground that in some way enhances or promotes the growth of something in the ground on Shabbos, and that will violate the malacha of Zoreya on Shabbos. That's number one. And number two, there's a malacha called Chayrish on Shabbos, the malacha of plowing. And as the Gemara tells us, that this applies not only if you actually do the act of plowing on Shabbos, but it as well will apply if you do something that softens the soil or softens the ground on Shabbos. So these are two malachas, the malacha of Zoreya, planting, and the malacha of Chayrish, the malacha of plowing. The Gemara Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Beis, tells us that it's usher for a person to water the grass on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Mashke Zroim is usher on Shabbos. You're not allowed to water the grass. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara as to which malacha a person will violate if a person waters the grass on Shabbos. Will you violate the malacha of Zoreya, of planting, because you're enhancing the growth of the grass on Shabbos? Or will you violate the malacha of Chayrish, because you're softening the grass on Shabbos, you're softening the ground, and therefore perhaps you'll violate the malacha of Chayrish on Shabbos? So it's a machlekes in the Gemara, it's a machlekes Rishonim, how to paskin, but the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Simin Shin Lamed Vov, in Hilchos Shabbos, is machmer. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if you go ahead and you water the grass on Shabbos, you violate both malachas. You violate, number one, the malacha of Zoreya, of planting, because you enhance and promote the growth of the grass on Shabbos. And number two, you will violate the malacha of Chayrish, because you are softening the ground on Shabbos, and you will violate, therefore, the malacha as well of Chayrish. Now, this is something that applies when a person goes ahead and overtly waters his grass on Shabbos. What if a person does something that's inherently permitted? For instance, a person is, let's say, washing the Tilas Yadayim before a bread meal outdoors on Shabbos, and he's standing over the grass, and water is going to drip down and inevitably water his grass on Shabbos. So what's the halacha in this case? So we're going to, over here, invoke the famous rule that we have in Hilchos Shabbos called the Psik Reisha. And the Shulchan Aruch over here brings down that it's a Psik Reisha and it's going to be Aser, because it's inevitable that your act will cause a malacha to be violated, because even though you're not intending to water the grass, but water will automatically go ahead and water the grass, even if that's not your intent. So it's going to be Aser nonetheless on Shabbos, but we distinguish in this case between a case where you're watering your own grass or you're watering someone else's grass. And as the Poskim explain, there's a difference on Shabbos between a Psik Reisha de Nichalei and a Psik Reisha de Loi Nichalei. In other words, if you are, let's say, washing Netilas Yadayim, and it's in your own backyard, so you're going to be happy when you realize that the growth of your grass was enhanced. Since it's your own grass that we're discussing, so it's a Psik Reisha de Nichalei. You want your grass to grow well, and therefore, in that case, if you're, let's say, washing Netilas Yadayim over the grass on Shabbos, so it's Einim Eskavin, you're not intending to water the grass, but it's a Psik Reisha, and when it's a Psik Reisha, de Nichalei, because it's your own grass, it's also Midrabanan. However, if it's someone else's grass, it's only going to be also Midrabanan, because it's a Psik Reisha de Loi Nichalei. You don't necessarily care that your friend's grass is enhanced, and therefore it's only also Midrabanan. We pass in a Psik Reisha de Loi Nichalei is also Midrabanan. So that's the difference in halacha between your grass and someone else's grass. If it's your own grass and you're washing your hands for, let's say, Netilas Yadayim, it's a Psik Reisha de Nichalei and it's also Midrabanan. So if it's someone else's grass, it's only going to be Osir Midrabanan. The question is as follows. The Ramah has a very important extension of this prohibition. And the Ramah says as follows. And he's quoting it from the Sefer HaTruma. L'chein toiv l'hachmir. Shloi lechol baginois. The Ramah extends this to eating on top of the grass on Shabbos. You're not supposed to eat. Toiv l'hachmir. It's good to refrain from eating on top of grass on Shabbos. Im yishtamish shom imayim. If you're going to have water there. Why? Debekoshi yesh lizoy shlo yiplu shom imayim. Since it's difficult to avoid having water spill onto the grass, says the Ramah, a very tremendous stringency in this halacha, that you're supposed to avoid also eating on top of grass on Shabbos if you're going to have water around, because of the concern that you might ultimately take a drink of water and it will spill on top of the grass and violate this iser of mashke zroim, which is zoireya and as well chayrish. Now, we should point out that this entire halacha is not specific to water. It applies to as well soda or any other drink that will enhance the growth of the grass if it spills onto it. So the place can say that this applies not just to water, but it applies to other drinks as well. This is a tremendous chumrah. So what we're saying over here is that if you, let's say you want to go to a kiddush outdoors, and you want to know, okay, I won't spill water onto the grass on Shabbos. I won't wash the tilas yadayim onto the grass because it's a psik resha. Can I eat at the kiddush? So the Ramah seems to be saying that if there is water there, you shouldn't, toiv lahachmer, it's good to avoid eating on the grass on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to take a drink and spill water on the grass on Shabbos. Now, there is a very important kula that we should note that the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Taz. It's not mefurish in the Mishneh Berurah, but it's mavur from the way the Mishneh Berurah brings down the Taz that he is making the following distinction regarding this chumrah of the Ramah. We mentioned before that there's a difference between your own grass and someone else's grass. And if it's your own grass, you're happy that it's enhanced, and therefore it's a psegresha of the nichle, it's a shiloh of an isur deraisa. And when it comes to someone else's grass, it's a shiloh of a isur derabanan, because it's only a psegresha deloy nichle. You don't necessarily care that the grass is enhanced as a result of water falling onto it. The Mishneh Berurah over here, in the name of the Taz, seems to say quite clearly that this extension of the Ramah, telling you not to even eat on the grass if water is going to be used at the Kiddush, that Chumrah only applies, that stringency only applies if it's your own grass, where at worst it will be a psik resha denichle. However, if you are eating on someone else's grass, or let's say you're a member of a shul and you're eating on the shul's grass, so it's a psegresha deloy nichile. At worst, it's only going to be an iser derabanan. It's only going to be a rabbinic prohibition at worst because it's not your own grass and you don't necessarily care that its grass is enhanced. So in that case, the Ramah's stringency does not apply. The Mishneh Berurah seems to say clearly in the name of the Taz that this stringency and extension of the Ramah, not to eat on the grass, only applies if it's your own grass. If it's someone else's grass, the entire prohibition doesn't apply. So this is the Pashtus Halacha L'maisa, which means that if a person wants to go to a Kiddush on Shabbos, so if it's someone else's grass, he should make sure not to spill water onto the grass, because that's a Shaila of an Isser of Mashkezra. I mean, not to water grass on Shabbos, potentially in violation of the Melacha of Zoreya and Chayrish on Shabbos. However, if it's someone else's grass, then it's not going to apply. As long as you do make sure not to actually spill water onto the grass, it's going to be Mutter. There are some paiskim that are makel even more, and I saw today Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn in the Hebrew section, in his sefer, on page 245 at the bottom, he suggests a couple of kulas, and he actually turns out to be lenient halacha l'maisa, by saying that perhaps this entire extension of the Ramah only applied in those days when they used to eat directly on the grass, but today we eat at tables. So he wants to suggest that perhaps you could be makel, because you're not eating directly on the grass, you're eating on tables, so it's not as matzoi, it's not as common that water will actually spill onto the grass at the Kiddush. And he adds that if you take a look at that Lashon of the Sefer HaTruma, which is the source of the Ramah, his Lashon is not as severe as the Lashon of the Ramah. The lashon of the Sefer Truma is that you shouldn't eat on the grass if you have water that you're going to use there. Why? Because we're afraid that you might directly and intently go ahead and spill water onto the grass on Shabbos. In other words, the concern is that you might decide to overtly spill water onto the grass on Shabbos. And the Ramos Chumrah seems to extend this and say that even if you're not intending to do anything wrong, the concern is that it just might inadvertently spill onto the grass on Shabbos. But the source of the Ramos is the Sefer HaTrumah. And the Sefer HaTrumah himself seems to only be concerned with you overtly spilling the water onto the grass and not inadvertently spilling it onto the grass. So because of these two reasons, he is inclined to be Mekel. But Lamaisa, others are Machmen. Others say that if you're eating on your own grass, if you're eating together with water or some other drink, you should avoid it. And if it's someone else's grass, you could be Mekel. But as we just noted, some Paiskim, including Rav Simcha Ben Kohn, are Mekel even when it comes to your own grass, because they say that perhaps today we could be Mekel because we eat at tables. And the entire concern perhaps is only that you will overtly spill onto the grass. So if you make sure not to spill water onto the grass, perhaps you could be Mekel. Have yourself a wonderful day.